Are you going to stand there mooning all afternoon? Rainey asked from her desk, still staring down at her paper. Just admiring the view. She looked up long enough to shoot him a hard glance. Oh, please. The autopsies went that well, I see. Everything I feared plus 10. For heaven's sake, either get in the room or shut the door. I can't stand people loitering in the doorway. Quincy took his time entering, eyeing her more cautiously. She was more ragged than he'd expected. When she spoke, her voice carried the edge of someone teetering on the brink of a dark place. He would bet she hadn't let herself cry. That was a bad sign. Sometimes you had to cry after autopsies. It was the only way to release the pain. Writing up the report? He asked, neutrally. Nope. Writing up a list. What do you think of the mysterious man in black? Pardon? The man in black. The figure various kids reported seeing at the school. Fact or fiction? I don't know. What if he exists? Could a stranger be involved in shooting up a school? You would be amazed at the things a stranger can do, Quincy said slowly. Even one met over the internet. Witness all the young kids currently being lured from chat rooms into real-life meetings with pedophiles. Fine. She scribbled furiously. Man in black. Connection to Danny through the internet. Then tries to cover tracks by erasing the hard drives of the machines. Except then we're back to Melissa Avalon. Why one precise gunshot to her head? I hate that fucking wound. Rainey caught herself, blew out a breath of air, and briskly started writing again. We can work on that angle later. Next up, school counselor Richard Mann.
What about Richard Mann?
He's young, 33 according to his file, though he doesn't look a day older than 15 if you ask me. If we go back to assuming that Melissa Avalon was the intended target, he could have motive. Maybe he had a thing for Melissa Avalon and didn't like learning about her private staff meetings with Van der Zanden. Plus, as a counselor, he'd know what buttons to push to drive Danny over the edge. That takes care of means.